indeed time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
And we are going to drain the swamp.
If I'm elected president, we are going to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C. We're going to drain the swamp in Washington. It is time to drain the swamp in Washington, D.C.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been.
Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period of time, and we owe her a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country.
Ask you something, General Garland. In the letter, which you told the House of Representatives was the basis for this abusive memo targeting parents, how many incidents are cited in that memo?
I have to look back through the memo.
Okay, you don't know. How many of them were violent?
Again, the general report...
How many of them were violent? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know. There's a reason you don't know.
He was not the commander-in-chief. A man who's so flustered by military tensions that he commits treason obviously does not have the temperance to lead an army. Milley clearly gave aid and comfort to America's principal adversary, the Chinese Communist Party. He must resign. I hope that my colleagues will recognize the need for Congress to demand his resignation.
And I don't disagree with that, and I understand how serious that is, but I also stand it's pretty serious when businesses have been shut down, people can't go to church, people can't assemble in their own homes with their friends, with their families, people can't go to a loved one's funeral, people can't get to their government, petition their representative to redress their grievances. Right. I also understand the First Amendment's pretty darn important, and it's been a year, and I want to know when right. Americans will get those First Amendment liberties back.
I don't expect you today to admit that you approved of NIH funding for gain-of-function research in Wuhan, but your repeated denials have worn thin, and a majority of Americans, frankly, don't believe you. Even the NIH now admits that EcoHealth Alliance did perform experiments in Wuhan that created viruses not found in nature that actually did gain in lethality. The facts are clear. The NIH did fund gain-of-function research in Wuhan, despite your protestation.
Judge, this is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
That's not correct.
Thank God you are not a...
Patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the said president or any other public representative, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. It is patriotic to support him insofar as he efficiently serves the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. President Theodore Roosevelt. The learned man lifts up his head while the simple man puts his foot down. Puts his foot down to inherit what Christ has given him. This is the way to inheritance, the kingdom of God. By criticisms, you may put your foot in it, but by faith, you put your foot on it.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, George Whitefield was right when he said, division in heaven, he said, there will be no Presbyterians, Baptists, or Methodists. There will be souls regenerated by God. Titus 3:5. There'll only be souls regenerated by God, period. You know, the question is why do we have 45,000 denominations in the church? And then we talk about the establishment. Everybody's complaining about the establishment. People have to ask the question, where's the establishment? Where is it coming from? Well, look to the church. That's why you have an establishment in government. And everybody's complaining about that establishment in government. Where does it start? From the church. And see, what you're seeing today, friends, is you're seeing said preachers, as we were highlighting yesterday, using the pure word of God, and they're twisting it, and they're taking the wicked doctrines of the Herodians, and then they're blending it in with the doctrines of the word of God. And that's what Jesus told us to beware of in Mark 8:15. So that's what we're going to be hitting on in just a couple minutes. I do want to tell you, friends, I want to show you this because I don't, again, think people understand it, the degree of what's taking place in your country. You have a scoundrel at the head under Article 6, Section 2 that calls himself the President of the United States of America. He's a narcissist to no end. If you want to know the characteristics of the devil outside of coming to steal, kill, and destroy, which he's guilty of, John 10:10, you can also look to Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. And you can also go over to Ezekiel 28, and it starts to highlight the characteristics of what the devil and his minions act like. Well, that's all you have to do is look to the People's White House today. Now, this is one of the things that's really important for people to take heed of. And we've already highlighted this. I've shown you pictures of Epstein hanging out with Trump, that scoundrel. And interestingly enough, if you go online, you're going to find documentation, court documents, where Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were being held accountable by a little girl when she was 13 years old, now grown up, taking them to court for rape. And there's several of these people that have come forward. So it's not just been the Billy Clintons of the day, the George Bushes of the day, Barack Obama, you know, sodomizing Larry Reynolds. If you don't know that, folks, Larry Reynolds came out, told you how he was sodomizing him, fellatio, so on and so forth, oral sex. with Barack Obama. I mean, it's all out there. There's nothing in the corners that people don't know concerning what's going on in their government. But I'm saying this for the very purpose that we've taken the time and we've highlighted Sean Combs, P. Diddy. He's a criminal. We played videos of the kids that were being abused by Denzel Washington, Russell Brandt, others, the politicians that are involved. Oh, folks, it stinks to high heaven, and there's so much and so many that we could highlight. But I'm just highlighting this. This is what I'm going to show you, and what I'm going to share with you right now is the very reason that people have no trust in their government. They have no trust in the mainstream media, and they absolutely have no trust in the pulpits across this country under God. And why? It's not the Lord's fault. It's the pulpit's fault, okay? It's not the Lord's fault. It's the people's fault for tolerating the scoundrels that they tolerate within the halls of government. Again, what am I talking about? Well, if you look at P. Diddy, did you see this, folks? Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. I want you to go ahead and take a look at these if you can. If not, I'm going to paint the picture for you. It's a picture of Pimp Diddy, and it's just coming out right now, folks, that Diddy was found not guilty on all the serious charges by a jury. Okay, this is the same city, New York City, that concerning the jury, that has continuously come back on the people. Folks, let me say it this way. You have the unrighteous judging according to the standard of themselves rather than to the standard that God has given. What I'm highlighting here, friends, is United States versus Sean Combs, not guilty, count one, racketeering, conspiracy. Boy, folks, just forget about all those witnesses, all those that were a part of the same crimes that P. Diddy was, and just go ahead and forget all about them, friends, because in fact, this is how the media plays it. They continuously come out with their propaganda narrative, and they do everything in their power to censor, to suppress, or to just keep out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the actual eyewitnesses. The same thing they did with September 11th, same thing they did with Columbine High School, same thing they did with Mandalay Bay, same thing they did with Ruby Ridge, same thing they did with the Oklahoma City bombing. Do you want me to keep going, friends? Okay, eyewitnesses always contradict what the mainstream media and their useful idiots are promulgating through their propaganda narrative, Micah 6:16. And it's happening again, friends. So they just want you to act like all those victims, those children that were preyed upon by these said individuals, it never happened. So in other words, they're coming out and saying, Sean Diddy, P. Diddy, Pimp Diddy, he's not guilty, man. No, count one, racketeering and conspiracy, he's good. Not guilty, count two, sex trafficking by force, fraud or coercion. Folks, these videos are not hard to find. And this stuff has been going on in this country far too long. He was found guilty on transportation to engage in prostitution. Okay, so he's guilty of that, but he wouldn't be guilty on count one or count two. How does that make sense? He was found not guilty on sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. Again, listen to the eyewitnesses and to the victims that were, in fact, the victims of these pedophiles that were preying on them. Count five, he was guilty. Transportation to engage in prostitution. In prostitution. It also seems that Mr. Diddy's got a doppelganger here because, friends, I'll tell you what, there is different faces that they like to use with this guy. And I think everybody's aware of what's going on with that as well. It sounds, you know, like it's a theory when in fact it's not a theory. Go ahead and look at the pictures. And history does teach us, folks, that politicians do have doppelgangers. They do have those that would set themselves up as a secondary in case something was to happen to the original. And I'm talking about politicians. This has been going on. I do a whole show on it. As a matter of fact, I should take the time to do that show just to show you. If you ever get confused, like looking at Joe Biden, and it's like, man, that doesn't look like the same one. Something's a little bit different. Well, friends, there is something different. Same thing was going on with Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on. And their political doubles is what they are. It's the same thing they're doing here. With Diddy. He's got different decoys going on here, no doubt about it. sonsoflibertyradio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing. Check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Folks, pay attention to what's going on here. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, I'd love to do so. Have a conversation. Do 3 and 4, pro or con, it matters not. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Folks, you are being played like a deck of cards. I mean, all the videos that I have played concerning the victims of Sean Diddy, P. Diddy, and trafficking children. Folks, they're also guilty of not only trafficking them, but also sacrificing them. This is old news. Again, look, take the time to look at conspiracy theory. Watch the documentary. If you've not read the book, Franklin Cover-Up Case, do yourself a favor, folks. Watergate, you all know what that was about, right? Had nothing to do about one unconstitutional party spying on another unconstitutional party. It was a pedophile cover-up in Washington, D.C. But again, it was like, remember when, case in point, I love coming in with the facts here because I can feel people say, oh, that's way out there. No, it's not way out there. It's way out there because they want you to think it's way out there. But guess what? When you pull the curtain back, you find out that way out there is exactly what they're doing, is the way out there. because they don't believe that you would think that they're capable of doing so. But that's what they're doing. Do you guys remember Bill Clinton back in the 90s when he was allegedly impeached, right? And then, of course, the Senate put a stop to that. Do you all remember what that was about, right? I'm just asking the question. Everybody's probably saying in their mind right now, wait a second, wasn't he committing adultery with that one woman? Or maybe was it there a couple women? If you haven't seen the documentary of all the eyewitnesses and those that were part of the crimes of the Clintons, watch the documentary called Clinton Chronicles. Watch Clinton Chronicles and tell me how far out there it is. But again, going back to the Clintons, remember it was about the girl that he was committing adultery with and all these other women across the country that he was committing adultery with? That's what they said he was being impeached for. It's not what he was being impeached for, friends. This is always this sleight of hand that these scoundrels are playing. Ephesians 4:14. What was it about? It was about Mr. Bill Clinton selling the Chinese military American military secrets. You see what I'm saying? This is the purpose of pulling the curtain back and never taking it for face value as to how they want to sell it to you. So let me go back over to this because I just want to confirm some of the things that I said. Again, if you want to call in 281-845-4704, just highlighted the fact that Mr. P. Diddy, Pimp Diddy, is found not guilty on count one and count two in the face of all of the testimonies of the victims themselves, okay? He's guilty on count three, transportation to engage in prostitution. Okay, so they're telling on themselves. And then he was found not guilty on count four, sex trafficking by force. Well, the kids are telling you just the exact opposite, fraud or coercion. Then we have count five, transportation to engage in prostitution. He was found guilty of. Hey, folks, you do understand the reason that they're keeping this all down. I said it before and I'll say it again. They're keeping it all down because, friends, there's a lot of people. Listen, all the popular people that you know are extorted. They sacrificed themselves. They sold out the truth for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48, to get to the position that they're in. They're all on film in an extorted position. They're guilty of crimes. And the thing is, they're trying to keep them concealed because if they have to oust everybody, if the truth was to come out, everybody would be ousted, including your said president, Mr. Donald Trump. Okay? Now, if you don't want to listen to me, go ahead and look at a picture because I have literally 20 of them in front of me right now where Donald Trump and his wife are hanging out with Pimp Diddy. That's why his name is they're doing their best to just go ahead and cover for him. They don't want you to know the scoundrel and what he's guilty of. And again, it's not just this administration. It's administration after administration. They're all extorted. If they have nobody to extort, friends, they're going to lose. They're, folks, these are the pawns in the hands of those that are doing the extorting. Because without them, they can't get their objectives through, their agenda pushed forward. You understand? That's why they're all going the same direction, and they're leading the people in the same direction. And the Lord is telling you, you better stop and turn around. That is conversion. And repent and believe. Why? Because they're leading this country into the hell that it's becoming. And what's worse is, like I told you yesterday, I had a guy come up to me, and I'm not saying this is a back end, but he comes up to me and he says, Bradley, you say on the radio what I know I should say, but I don't. That's why we're in trouble. We're called to be the light that reproves the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, yet professors are out there saying, you know what, you're saying everything I should be saying, but I'm not saying it. Well, listen, I'm not asking to be exclusive here. I'm looking for those others that are born of the Spirit of God because fire is contagious. And I'm looking for them to do their job as well and quit patty caking with the powers that are tolerated. That's what I'm saying. Because what they're scared to death of is the 345 million people seeing them for who they really are. And yet what's interesting is you can have a conversation with the average Joe down the street and he agrees with everything I'm telling you right now. But nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it at all. Hey, folks, does anybody really believe that Pimp Diddy isn't guilty of the crimes that I'm highlighting right now? Absolutely. It's also interesting that people that are paying attention to what's going on here, they knew exactly this is what was going to come from the courts. Do you understand that when injustice is served up to the people, not only will vigilante justice begin to rise, that's what you're seeing across the country, and rightfully so. Though I look for a lawful reformation, I'll tell you what, people have a right to defend themselves and bring justice because they understand the courts are not going to bring it. When they do that, government loses its authority. And this is what's happening. They're losing more authority. Because the people overall know that Diddy is guilty as H-E double hockey sticks. And you know what? Furthermore, you know he's guilty. And you know why they're covering up for him. Because of the politicians that are in office right now. Wow, folks. In spite of Scripture, how many times the Lord told us not to take a gift that blindeth the eyes of the righteous. They do it anyways. They do it anyways. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. And all of what they leave undone when it comes to the justice that they should bring forth will fall upon their kids' heads. It's just how it's going to be. I also highlighted another thing here, friends. I told you a lot of times people are looking at P. Diddy and they're saying, wait a second, we're not looking at the same guy. Well, you're not. He has a decoy. He has a body double. And I'm showing a picture on social media platforms right now because you can clearly see the guy on the left ain't the guy on the right. And then I also brought up, and I'm just going to go ahead and prove the point once again like we always do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. I do a whole show on this. For those that think that this is just unthinkable, it's conspiratorial, I'm here to tell you, it is not in any sense of the word. It's nothing they hide. I brought up the fact that there's political decoys. Well, the said movie stars use them. The said rock stars use them. Oh, folks, the list across the boards, they all use them. But I'm going to Wiki, who always tries to conceal the truth of the matter, that's actually coming out and saying, hey, it's no big deal. This is true. There's political decoys. Oh, can I also tell you something, friends? Did you know that the founder of Wikipedia came out against me when I was telling people that the whole sodomite agenda was aimed at the kids? This about 15 years ago? I need to tell you that because it's important because everybody now sees that their objective is the kids. Their understanding, the slogan of the sodomites is sex before 8, before it's too late. Matter of fact, I got up in front of the screen right now, breaking Stephen Ireland, founder of the LGBTQ and Pride organization, sentenced to 30 years in prison for raping a 12-year-old boy. He's probably not going to make it out of jail. They'll get him in jail. Okay? But let me go back to this political decoy. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you're an affiliate, just go ahead and listen. A political decoy is a person employed to impersonate a politician to draw attention away from the real person or to take risks on that person's behalf. This can also apply to military figures, civilian impersonated for political or espionage purposes. The political decoy is an individual who has been selected because of a strong physical resemblance to the person being impersonated. You guys all remember the guy that looked almost exactly like George W. Bush? He was in the conservative movement and they would actually hire him to come around because people thought it was him. Do you know that they actually offed him? They killed him off? Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it? I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget, falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. BBSRadio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Okay. Hey, folks, I'm just going to stay on this topic today because of the fact that it's stirring people up right now. And I'm going to go ahead and take Sal from Aurora, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you?
Well, I've heard in the last few weeks that Trump is considering pardoning Diddy. And why wouldn't he? Because I'm not sure, but I think that he is on the Epstein list as well as Donald Trump.
I'm sure.
And that's why they're never going to put that list out, because he's on it.
Exactly.
And he's abused children. Virginia Dufresne.
Yep.
Murdered. And, we will not stand for this. And if we don't say something and do something about it, nothing is going to fix it unless we do.
Yep. No, you're exactly right, Sal. I mean, we could spend the whole show just highlighting the people that have been violated by him alone and Epstein. And that's a side of Diddy. And again, I've shared the victims of what's taking place at those parties, and there's cameras everywhere. And people, that should be enough right there for you to understand what it's all about. There's cameras everywhere because they're being extorted in the act. That's how they control these people, and it's exactly what's taking place. Sal, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yeah, how could Diddy be guilty of transporting people for prostitution and not guilty of prostitution
exactly.
or sex trafficking?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. And, you know, because most people don't think any further than what they're told. That's the problem, Sal, and that's the history of what America's becoming, at least what they're going to leave for their kids. And if they don't understand, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head by this time. I don't know that I can help them. So anyways, read Jeremiah 5:21 when you get a moment as well. I want to go ahead and take up Margie from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Margie. What say you, my friend?
Well, Bradley, thank you for taking my call. I'm just going to make a statement because I am so tired of trying to get people to listen to what sharing your posts and sharing other good people's posts. And I'm just going to make a statement and then I'm going to hang up because you have a lot to cover. To all these people mocking others who actually take the time to learn what is really going on instead of just believing, like you said, Bradley, everything they're told to think, you should be embarrassed and ashamed
yep.
that you don't look into anything because you absolutely have zero clue of what is actually going on when all the facts are right in front of your face.
Yep.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that, Bradley. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Totally appreciate the phone call, Margie. And I was just thinking of something when you had brought that up because it's absolutely true. It's a post that I posted just yesterday, and it has everything in the world to do with it. You know, we've heard this saying, you know, lie to me once, shame on you know, you lie to me twice, shame on me. Well, what happens when you've been lied to for decades and you still listen to their nonsense? It's like the old proverb, there are none so blind as those who do not wish to see. And that's really what it comes down to. But regardless if they want to see it or not, recompense is still going to come on the heads of those that tolerate their crimes. We got Troy calling in from Johnstown, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good, Bradley. I sure enjoyed you at the picnic on that Saturday.
Totally appreciate it. Thank you.
And that was the gentleman with the Ted Nugent camouflage hat on.
Okay. Okay. Nice to meet you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, say, I found a podcast that you did where you talked about the Wizard of Oz. I'm sure you remember that.
Okay.
So I thought that'd be easy, you know, for people to listen to and try to relate. So I sent that podcast out to anywhere from 6 to 9 different people in my family and friends, and I made sure they got it because I asked them if they got it, and I haven't heard a word back from any of them.
Yep.
And it's just, it's so irritating, and I know what they're going to say. They'll just probably wait a week or so, even if they call me back at all, just to think that I might forget about what I sent them. But it's just so funny that these people aren't realizing, and this P. Diddy should just open it up completely for everybody.
Well, they were, furthermore, Troy, they were promised. They were promised that these things were going to be opened up. And now that the new administration's in place, what did they do? They begin to redact the names that they didn't want involved. Because Trump is on it, because political figures are on it, because popular people are on it. And I think people need to take the time to understand that if anybody out there is very well, they're popular for the wrong reasons. They're not, as I always say, censored or suppressed, and they're popular and they're out there doing their thing. I guarantee it, they're compromised. And not only are they compromised, but they had to pay out and sell out at one point or another to get to the position that they're in today. And this includes the said conservatives, the popular people that we all know of today. And I don't think people take the time to actually look behind what's being done because, again, if they're not bringing about resolve, it then tells me that they're a part of the problem. And if they're a part of the problem, it should tell you that they're concealing the truth just like anybody else that we're talking about even on today's show. So I totally agree with you.
Right. Right. It's just, I kind of thought it would happen like that because I've tried to bring up points to them and things like that. And they just look at me like I'm crazy. And all they want to talk about when they see me after a rough conversation or a truthful conversation, they just want to talk about their normal life and what they shot at the golf course.
Exactly. You know, but,
Okay, Bradley Dean, so much. And thank you so much for doing what you did for Cage and seeing what you do. And
awesome.
For Jason.
And listen, let's...
You have a great...
Yeah, you too. And, okay. and I'll answer off air. I was honored to be there. And that place has been home to me for 10 years. And I'm talking about the people. I mean, we're talking about real heart people in Johnstown. So, again, and I think you just got a taste of it with Troy there, friends, because he was one of the attendees there at the event that we had there last Saturday. I also posted some pictures. We'll probably be putting that out on a weekly newsletter as well concerning the event that we had there. And these are the kind of events that we want to have all over the country. We have them in Florida. We had them in Johnstown. We have them in Brainerd, Minnesota. And again, I've done this 3,000 times, and I'm just so honored to be a part of people's lives and being spent on the behalf of the Lord, Luke 19:10, and seeking and saving that which is lost, even when they aren't lost, just to see others that are a part of this spiritual family all across the country. So Johnstown is near and dear in my heart, as are so many other places. So I appreciate the phone call, Troy. Again, let's get back to this. I see another call coming in right now, but I want to cover this so people understand what's going on. I was highlighting the fact that Diddy was, you know, not guilty on three counts, but he was found guilty on counts that really didn't matter. But it contradicts what they're saying that he's not guilty of doing. And then we started to pick up on the fact that he's not being prosecuted because of the people that are involved. And I got pictures of Trump hanging out with Pimp Diddy, of course. And then we also took the time to show you, matter of fact, I want to pull it up right now because it was something that our friend Sal just highlighted about Trump pardoning Diddy. Folks, go ahead, look at social media platforms. It's not hard to find. Trump might pardon Diddy. What other celebs has he pardoned? Okay, let me not stop there. Let me also show you the fact that, and I've said this before, Washington Post highlighted the fact that at the eve of his leaving the People's White House, Donald Trump granted clemency to over 143 criminals. Many of them were in prison. Okay, and this went across the boards. Okay, so this isn't stuff people are just making up, folks. It is actually happening. And the list of the people that he did, in fact, pardon, it's not hard to find. I'm showing you this on the list right now. I just punched it in. That's how easy it was to find, friends. Full list of Trump's, listen carefully, last-minute pardons and commuted sentences. And many of them are straight up, folks. Straight up criminals. 143 of these criminals. He let them out of jail. He dropped all charges against them. Why? Because they're guilty of the same crimes the scoundrel in the People's White House is guilty of. Folks, if you want to know what starts at the top and you want to see what happens at the bottom, just go ahead and look at what starts at the top or what's tolerated at the top. I've got another phone call coming in. No one is picking up that phone call. Bradley here. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want to talk about, but it's all yours, my friend.
I'm affectionately known in KHNC land as Window Washer Chris because I'm always washing windows when I call in.
Okay.
I've called in before from Utah. Sorry about the background noise. I'm earning while I'm learning, put it that way.
Okay. Nope, it's all yours.
It's so hard to call in, Bradley, because you're so spot on, and I don't have to correct you hardly ever, and I'm not going to now, but I just want to give you an analogy of how most Christians are, at least the ones that I've encountered. They're like the guy who loses his wedding ring in the park, and then he looks and looks and looks, and then pretty soon night falls, and he doesn't have a flashlight, so he goes out by the street lamp and starts looking for his wedding ring there. And some guy walks by and says, "What are you looking for?" And he says, "My wedding ring." And he said, "Well, where did you lose it?" He said, "Oh, over there in the park." And he asked, "Well, why are you looking for it here?" because the lighting is better.
Yep.
And the reason I use that analogy is because we're always looking for answers to our problems where they can be found in convenient ways, like Donald Trump. You know,
can you hang on 1 second, my friend? Can you hold on 1 second? I got to put you on a hold. I will pull you back up on the other side. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment coming up, 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Daniel Webster rightly stated, "Hold on, my dear friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world."
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show presents an unapologetic and unabashed presentation of all of the culturally relevant issues of our day from a biblical perspective. His commitment to preach the whole counsel of God's word is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Well, during the break, friends, I was highlighting all the people that Trump pardoned slowly, and it took three-quarters of our last break to show you the information. This is the guy that 81% of the evangelical support. But keep in mind, those 81% that call them evangelicals or themselves evangelicals, they don't even know the word of God. Okay, and the Bible says when they forsake the law, they praise the wicked, and it's exactly what you're seeing in this country today. Let's get back to our friend in Utah. Sorry about that hard break, my friend, but I'm going to give it over to you, and now it is all yours.
You're great. You're great, Bradley Dean. We sure appreciate you. Your courage is rare, whether in or outside of the Christian community. I rarely see ministers or just rank-and-file members of the church that have the courage that you do to stand up for what is right.
Thank you.
And we've distorted what is right. And we look at, I'm tired of people saying, well, at least he was better than Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
Or he's not perfect. or Jesus Christ wasn't on the ballot. Baloney.
Yeah.
This guy goes out of his way to do wicked things. And let me give you an example So he recently presumably bombed the nuclear facilities over in Iran. And I asked the guy, I said, okay, is he going to bomb North Korea next? And he said, well, he hemmed and hawed. He couldn't really give me a straight answer. And finally he said, well, they've got a developed nuclear program. If we bomb then there will be real consequences. And I was like, really? So when it's convenient, like that guy who's looking for his ring under the street lamp instead of where he lost it, when it's convenient, we bomb a nation into submission. But when there might be real consequences, then we cower and we shy away. This selective morality is going to get this nation condemned, and the Christians will be the first ones to go.
That's right.
I guarantee it, because they should know better.
Amen.
Anyway, that's about all I've got to say for today, Bradley Dean. Keep up the good work. I love you, brother.
Thank you, guy. I totally appreciate it. I really, really do. I could feel that conversation. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, and thank you for bearing witness by the Spirit of God. Those that aren't born of the Spirit of God are like, well, what are you talking about, Bradley? Well, get born again, folks, and you'll understand. I'm telling you. I appreciate that phone call from Utah. I want to finish the show up on this, and I did not plan, and I do this so much, and I'm glad I get there, because I'll put a title up on the Rumble feed or our social media feeds, and once I get on the show, all of a sudden the Lord just takes me a whole different direction, and it's like, you know what, we're going with him. Romans 8:14, we're staying there. The Lord's turning lights on is really what he's doing. Regardless if you want to see or not, it doesn't matter, because now you're accountable for the truth, and your blood is off my hands. That is what is meant by giving no offense in your ministry. That means love worketh no ill. And by the way, can I just go back a moment and respond to our friend from Utah? I do what I do because he who has been forgiven much loves much. And I believe when people, you know, kind of say things in complimentary fashion like you just did, and again, I appreciate it. I know where that goes. I want everybody to know that never falls back on Bradley. I'm not that stupid. It falls right back on my Lord, because that's how he's glorified. He redeemed me through his blood, and we live unto him who died for us. All glory goes to him. And grace is glorified when, in fact, we give it back to him as to what belongs to him, and we get out of the way. I guess I just love the Lord more than most people profess. That's all. Because you can't love the Lord your God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and not love your brothers and your sisters the same way. That's an expression of who he is. God is love, right? And we understand that from 1 Corinthians 13. And with that, going back to Romans 13:10, when I said love worketh no ill, well, the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Where do you think that love is going to go if we're set as conduits, or out of our belly will flow rivers of living waters? It's going to go to the people. And that's what the people are getting here, regardless if they like it or not. I think it reverts back to this more than anything else, that when it comes to the audience that we reach, it's not so much it's what people want to hear, it's what the people need to hear. And love does that. It breaks through the barriers of all the nonsense, because when you look at John 8:32, it says that it's the truth that makes men free. And in where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17 as well. Well, there's very few, as our friend from Utah was saying, that are willing to tell the truth. I wouldn't want to live in a deceptive world where I know that needs, where something needs to be said to another and it's not being said. How is that love, to withhold the truth? The fact of the matter is they don't want to be ousted any more than the bad guys do, and that's why they get behind the bad guys, because they represent who they are, and the Lord calls that idolatry, and that's not a good place to put yourself, people. It really is. He said, thou shalt not have any other gods before me, period. And Jesus said, incarnate, who God was. Jesus said, if you see me, you see the Father, right? And the fact of the matter is when we see Jesus, we see the Father, and we follow the Christ who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So therefore, we want to stay in the light. We want to walk in the light. And I'm talking about 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 as well. But we want to stay in the light, and we don't want any of the truth to be shrouded in any sense of the word, nor do we want people to turn down the lights. And I don't know why people turn down the lights outside of the fact that they love darkness more than they do the light. Read John 3, 18, 19, 20, and 21 as well when you get a moment. Now, I'm going to go ahead and finish this off today concerning the political decoys, because you know what I love more than anything, folks? And I don't know why, because I'm a fighter. I've always been a fighter. I've always had to fight. But sometimes when people come at me and they just, that's why you get very little opposition on the radio shows, because they know that what I'm sharing with you isn't a cause for debate. It's not up for debate because it's truth. Now, if I just left it open and said, well, what is your opinion about that? Like the conservatives, yesterday's liberals do of the day. Hey, you know what, folks? I get phone calls all day long. Now, we want to substantiate the truth. And when you lay the truth down, there's nothing to debate, friends. And we're not called as Christians to come into the world to debate with it. We're coming to proclaim the truth of what Christ said and what he preached. That's who we are. And we're witnesses of these things. And I'm saying that for, again, the reason of going back when people say, well, you are talking about political decoys. Come on, Bradley. Are you telling me that there's two ditties? Yeah, I'm absolutely telling you that there's two ditties. Because the one that you see in many pictures is not the same one that they're selling to you. And I've got visuals up on social media platforms right now that will tell you that. And then what did that do? Well, it led into another conversation of political decoys. And then when I went over to the political decoys over on Wiki, I highlighted the fact that the founder of Wiki actually came out after me and called me a hater and a bigot and said Bradley Dean's lying about the sodomites wanting to go after the kids. I have yet to receive an apology from the founder of Wiki, but everybody now knows what I was telling them was absolutely the truth. Just like when I was talking about decoys and body doubles and doppelgangers, right? And I just wanted you to see this and hear this, because political decoys have been around forever. Bernard Montgomery, Clinton James, and Tex Van Well, 1944. The Clintons, she had three of them. Again, Joseph Stalin had one. Sukarno had one. Henry Kissinger is, poor guy that looks just like him, right? He had one. Boris Yeltsin had one. Saddam Hussein had several political decoys. Winston Churchill had one. Norman Shelley was his name. Harris Truman had an unknown impersonator back in the 40s. We had Indira Gandhi. He had an impersonator, Rustam Nagarwala. That was his name, okay? Queen Elizabeth had several. Japan, I mean, it just goes on and on. I mean, like I said, I do a whole show on this, and I show you the pictures of the political doubles. A lot of times, people will see somebody in the press, and then what you'll do is you'll see another picture of them trying to sell the same person as the one that they originally sold you. You know another one is? Biden. Biden clearly had a political decoy. And again, this is common knowledge. I think even what the bad guys let loose, I believe that many of the people out there so unwilling to hear the truth that is there to make themselves free, to cut the shackles from off of their bodies and their minds, they're so unwilling to see the truth for what it is that folks is right in front of their face, and they think that that's a conspiracy theory as well, and yet the bad guys are telling them it. And remember, the bad guys, those that they don't believe. You have to understand, these people that don't want to see the truth, they don't want to hear the truth, they're the ones, folks, that love the lie more than the truth, and they live it accordingly. And how many times throughout the prophets in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, are those sorts of people talked about? They have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Unless they should be converted and the Lord should heal them. That's why, friends, we need to take heed and keep our eye fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith in all things, at all times, in all places. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you by what we do. Thank you for the phone calls, guys. I loved it. Love your partaking with the show. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.